The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, welcome back. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Welcome to the throngs of February. We are moving right through the year in short order. The kids will be on school vacation this upcoming week, or most kids will. Some kids don't have the school vacation.
Yeah, a lot of places got rid of it.
Yeah, well, that was to combat the whole, we don't want to be in school till July because we cancel school at the thought of snow.
Which we haven't had in a long time.
Knock on wood on that one there, Mary, because I'm okay with that. I did my part last week. I actually purchased a snowblower from a friend.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
A friend of mine got a new one, or a bigger one, from his parents, who smartly moved down to Florida. So that's the saga there. So I said, yeah, I'll take that smaller one off your hands. And that was my way of guaranteeing there's no snow the rest of this year, I think.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I was joking with a girlfriend of mine who lives down south in Georgia, where it did just snow this past week. And I joked that we're called New England because we get the weather just like England, you know, just cloudy and rainy and foggy and dreary. I mean, for those of you who don't know, I'm a winter lover. I love the snow. And if we're going to have precipitation and it's going to be cold and dreary, it might as well be snow.
Sure. Sure. You keep thinking that and living in your lovely little fantasy world. Are you sure you weren't cast in the movie Frozen?
Seriously, right?
Well, listen, Mary, no matter what you've been doing, it's been kind of hard to avoid this whole phenomenon online this week. The broomstick challenge,
yes.
Where for whatever reason, somehow, a group of like-minded people started realizing, hey, our broomstick will stand up if you balance it on its own.
Yeah.
That must be the gravitational pull of the moon. It must be a time. Let's post a photo and get everybody doing this and everybody thinking that they're really smart about science when really it's not.
Nope. And I fell for it. Well, I 100% fell for it because I was seeing this thing and people were like, oh, you know, maybe it's something with the gravitational, maybe it's the vernal equinox. And I'm like, it's not the vernal equinox. That's not even like happening. That's spring. You know what I mean? Like, or the spring. Yeah, the spring equinox. Like, it's not that. People are using all these scientific terms that they're not well aware about. But I fell for the friggin' broomstick challenge. I did it. I balanced my broom.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You know, I'm sure you were entertained by it. I'm sure the kids had a good laugh at it. And, you know, your photo, of course, did expose the fact that, Mary, you still have Halloween decorations that need to get up in the attic there.
Yep. Yes, I do. Well, you know, truth be told, it was costume pieces.
Oh, okay.
I had one of my kids' Halloween costumes and then one of my kids' Santa hats. So it generally stays in more of like their costume drawer. But
gotcha.
Yeah, while I was taking a picture of my broomstick challenge, I was like, wow, people who follow me on Instagram, they get to see that I don't really put away my seasonal decor.
But you know what, Mary? I mean, you're a person and you're a family for all seasons. So that's not out of the ordinary completely. I have seen the occasional random costume at different times. Your kids are very active when it comes to imaginative play.
Yes.
And especially, you know what I've noticed, which is funny, is if your kids are into some sort of music, especially the lad, because he loves the classical music and conducting, it seems like the lass likes to, you know, add in, you know, some theatrics to it. So, which
is good.
Oh, she
is. Very movement. So, yeah, so, I mean, one of our favorite soundtracks is Harry Potter.
Yes.
So that's what we were listening to while we were doing the broomstick challenge. But what I guess the truth of the matter is that you can balance your broom at any point in time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can balance anything at any point in time. It's just a matter of patience and concentration. I mean, that was the whole thing behind Ringling Brothers. Just, you know, practice, patience, and balance. So there you go. So if you did do the broomstick challenge, we invite you to share your photos. I promise I will not make fun of you. You can post them on our Facebook page or do the Wicked. How could we do a Wicked Roadie version of it, though? If you did the broomstick, do you stick like a Dunkin' Donuts cup on top of the
Or do you
broom?
Do it like overlooking the ocean? Do you take your broom outside?
Broomstick challenge with a view.
You could balance it on top of Nibbles Woodaway.
You could balance it in a pothole.
Hey, now you're talking.
We have all the options for you. Tell us what you think over on our Facebook or Instagram feeds. We'd love to hear from you. And if you tuned in while you're on the road getting errands done or just working, listen, enjoy the episode. And if you hear something that piques your interest, you know where to find all the links and info. They're on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You know, it's so funny. For those of you who don't frequently check out the events calendars for Rhode Island, you may not know this, but Ben and I, obviously, this is what we do.
Yes.
And there is this, there are two chunks of time in the calendar year that are kind of stale when it comes to events. Mm-hmm. We are out of that staleness, my friends. Yeah. If you want to do things, don't worry. And this episode's got it jam-packed. So to kick things off, Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
Well, as you know, the Ronald McDonald House of Providence and Ronald McDonald House of New England are near and dear to my heart, as they are yours. We both have done some work with them, especially the Providence location, and there's a great way you can support the Ronald McDonald House Charities of New England and take in an awesome basketball game at the same time on Saturday the 15th at noon when URI takes on St. Joe's. A portion of every ticket sold will go to support the Ronald McDonald House in Providence and just the charities in New England, because they need your support. If you're not aware, the Ronald McDonald House is the home away from home for the families of critically ill or injured children. So that means if you have a child that's undergoing treatment at one of our award-winning medical facilities, you can stay practically for free at the Ronald McDonald House nearby and be close to, because, you know, sometimes East Greenwich or Westerly is too far away, understandably. Sometimes Pawtucket or Providence are too far away. If you need to be there, you just want to walk across the street, get a nap or have a quick hot meal or a hot shower. That's what the Ronald McDonald House is for. And they need your support. They don't charge families to stay there. They do ask for a $10 per night donation, but you don't have to do that. So this is a great way to go check out the Roadie Rams. Mary, your alum right there.
You know what's funny is it's against the Hawks and against St. Joe's, right? Mm-hmm. And that was that whole controversial fight between Roadie the Ram and the St. Joe's Hawk. Because the Hawk, the mascot for St. Joe's, has to flap his wings the entire game. It's like that is your thing. You know, when you're a mascot for one of these universities, you pretty much get your full ride to the school. It's a big thing. The Hawk has to flap his wings. And years ago, Rhody took an inner tube and snuck up on the Hawk and put it over its head so it couldn't flap its wings, and a whole brawl happened. It's quite amazing. It's an old video. You can find it. But whenever we play the Hawks, whenever we play St. Joe's, I think fondly of the time that Rhody really stopped the Hawk from
I had no idea.
Wings. Yeah. A little Rhode Island trivia for you.
To use an inner tube of, you know, where did the Ram get the inner tube? What tractor trailer did it steal it from out in the lot there? That's funny. So they're
very inventive.
Well, if anything, ladies and gentlemen, aside from supporting the Ronald McDonald House of Providence, you can go and potentially support Animal on Animal Crime.
There you go.
No. You know, that's it's a harassment, I guess. No, it's not really. Is it a crime? I don't know. And is it mascot on mascot? Well, that's what's happening this weekend down there at URI in Kingston. What's the name? The Ryan Center, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
After,
the Ryan Center.
The CVS guy, Tom Ryan.
Yeah. He's an alum, as they call it. Yeah.
Big deal.
That is happening on the 15th, Saturday. Go check it out. That is our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And Mary, now it's time for the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So in case you didn't get the memo, It's Valentine's Day week. So if you haven't made any plans and you're freaking out because I just reminded you, don't worry. You might still be able to make some reservations somewhere. But if you want to just do something different, maybe you don't just want to do the typical, let's sit down and eat. Newport Vineyards is having their Winterfest this weekend, which is when they get to crack open the bottles of their amazing wine. But also Friday night, they have their Winterfest speakeasy soiree. Now, I have been to this event years past. It is so fun. Basically, you go dressed up like you're going to a speakeasy. Miss Katie Klyla and the Speakeasy Jazz Band will be there. They'll have Prohibition-style cocktails, some light fare. You can dress up, you know, with all the little flapper dresses and everything. So it is a cocktail-style event, really different than your traditional Valentine's Day event. You know, you've got the live music. You're at a very cool venue. If Valentine's Day doesn't work for you, maybe you can't get a sitter. Maybe you just want to do something during the rest of the weekend. As I said, Newport Vineyards is going to be having their Winterfest both Saturday and Sunday. I think Saturday might already be sold out, but you could do a belated Valentine's Day on Sunday at Newport Vineyards.
I like that. That's very fun. There are back-to-back tributes happening this Friday and Saturday at the Stadium Theater, and it's an interesting dichotomy between the two. On Friday, February 14th, you got the Doobie Brothers tribute happening. And of course, Doobie Brothers bringing you all the fun songs, you know, Taken to the Streets, China Grove, What a Fool Believes. You know, just good, upbeat, happy, like, fun music. The yes. Doobie Brothers. And then, for those of you who, you know, want to work yourself right back into a winter depression, there's a tribute to the Carpenters.
Hey.
Long ago. So feel the love on Friday and Saturday. Anyway, so that is happening. I do what I can. You want to know the funny thing? And I can say this because my dad doesn't listen to this podcast at all. My dad, for the longest time in his workshop, had a record player, and he had one record in it. And it was the Carpenters. And I'm like, Dad, I don't know if you should listen to that stuff near all these sharp objects.
Seriously.
You know, it's like...
not uplifting.
Yeah, really. I don't think I want you working that table saw.
Yep.
While Karen Carpenter is... which she was a... and actually, she was a pretty good drummer. But... yeah. No, but nonetheless, it'll be nothing but uplifting fun over at the Stadium Theater in Woonsocket.
Very cool.
If you want to take it up Thursday night too, there's a jazz concert happening there as well by the on the Thursday by the Blackstone Valley High School. But again, Friday night, the Doobie Brothers Taking It to the Street tribute tour, and then a tribute to the Carpenters on Friday night. Saturday night. What do you got?
Okay, so, you know, next week is school vacation week. For those of you who may not have kids, it still is a week that I think you should go on vacation. Like, you should call out sick, you should play a little hooky, because there are going to be so many fun things going on in Rhode Island next week, particularly in Newport. So it's the Newport Winter Festival happening all week long. It's actually going on for 10 days. 10 days of nonstop music, food, fun. This is when the chili cook-off is going to be happening. And then if that's too spicy for you, don't worry, because the third annual Mac and Cheese Smackdown is taking place. If you've got friends who love the princesses, they're going to have a princess party, fun concerts by the Jimmy Buffett tribute band, like the Changes in Latitude band. They've got tons of things going on, literally starting on Valentine's Day for the next 10 days. So through this weekend, through all next week, through next weekend. And yeah, if you have kids, like, this is a great thing. They're going to be having the Toe Jam Puppet Band on Sunday. They're going to have a Mad Science show on Monday, a Sam Adams beer dinner happening at the Mooring on Tuesday. Literally, whatever your interest is, there is something for you all week long happening over in Newport. And I've talked about it on this podcast before. I love going to Newport in the winter. You can find parking and you don't have to pay for it.
It's one of the simple things in life. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Right? Yep.
All right. Well, Mary, something fun to check out over the next week will be the Providence Children's Film Festival. Now, their opening night is going to be Friday, the 14th. At the RISD Museum. And then they've got just a bunch of different screenings and movies happening. So you want to go over to their website to check out the different things they've got happening to entertain you during the week. But, you know, the Providence Children's Film Festival, they do a bunch of different a whole bunch of different videos, and they also have different events to teach you how to do certain things. So if you'd like special effects or filmmaking or lighting, they do all sorts of different stuff. So, and it's at different locations throughout the city. And then on the February 22nd, which kind of culminates the whole thing, they have the Filmmaker Soiree, which is a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser. So check that out, happening, the Providence Children's Film Festival.
We have a wicked tasty idea for you. If your taste buds are tingling after thinking about all that food that I mentioned earlier, don't worry, because Ben's got another suggestion.
Mary Larson with the alliteration, the taste buds tingling.
That's, oh, gotcha.
That was very good. It is time for the Newport Burger Bender. The NBB, as the acronym people like to call it. Local restaurants will be cooking up their most savory meat and plant-based burgers, piling them high with everything from Guinness mac and cheese and glazed brioche donuts to secret sauce, jumbo onion rings.
Hold on. Wait. Did you just say a glazed brioche donut burger?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yep. And can I make you a little more jealous, Mary?
Please do.
Tune in on Friday to Studio 10. Well, yours truly will be in the kitchen hosting a cooking segment with the Brie, B-R-I-X, is it Brie or Bricks?
Brie. Bricks.
Bricks Restaurant. They're making me one of those. So stay away from the studio.
Okay, will do.
It's all mine. But the Newport Burger Bender is happening the 14th through the 23rd. There's a whole list of participating restaurants and their burger selections online. You can literally eat your heart out or meet your heart out and vote for your favorite winning burger. The winning burger will get the trophy, the street cred, and you get entered to win every time you vote. So go check it out, because this is something really, really cool. It's different.
Yes.
Yeah, you have all these restaurant weeks and these different food festivals. That's cool. But sometimes when you focus on just one and it's a one item like a burger, and you see these different variations and you have a week to try it, I say go for it. My suggestion is to at least cancel any doctor's appointments you may have for the following week. Just get yourself back into, get your cholesterol back into regulatory standards. But no, this is something really cool and happening all this next week down in Newport. It's a Newport Burger Bender.
And of course, it's school vacation week next week. So we want to give you a couple of wicked family-friendly suggestions if you didn't plan on going down to Newport. So for those of you who are not frequenting your local public libraries enough, I'm telling you, you gotta go. The libraries
what is wrong
have
with
so
you?
Many things.
Get you know, out there.
Right? Seriously. I mean, in addition to just being an amazing resource and great people, they put on so many events for all ages, but particularly for children, especially during vacation weeks. So, for example, Biomes is that aquarium, not aquarium, but it's like an aquatic, yeah, I want to say like a ton of aquariums. It's that aquatic animal research place down in North Kingstown. Your kids can go and see all these different fish from our native waters and learn about them. They have a really cool octopus. Anyway, Biomes is going to be traveling to the east and heading to the George Hale Public Library in your neck of the woods, Ben, over in Warren. They're going to be there on Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And this is just a great way for kids to recognize the animals found in Narragansett at bay. They're going to be bringing some of them, teaching the kids about habitat, ecology, and behavior. So this is a free event, but if you've never been to that library, it's one of my favorite libraries in the state. It is a little small. So you are going to want to call and pre-register. And if you're on the West Bay, once again, tons of events happening at all of the libraries, but West Warwick Public Library on Wednesday is going to be having a morning warm and fuzzy animal adventure. So you can see the oceanic animals on Tuesday in Warren and head on over and see cutesy little, you know, like bunnies and guinea pigs and all that cute little petting zoo kind of stuff at the West Warwick Public Library. This, you do not need to pre-register. It's a little bit bigger. It's just a drop-in program. But in addition to that, people will be able to explain to children and parents how to care for these animals. So particularly if you were thinking about getting a new furry friend in your family, you know, maybe you would want to get a guinea pig or look into those kind of things. This is a great place to go, kind of try it out and hear from the experts if the pet would be right for you. So just check out your local libraries. I mean, they are, as I said, they are jam-packed with amazing activities taking place all week long. And that way you don't have to worry about things. They're always free.
Are bunny rabbits still a thing for Easter?
Oh,
like,
you know?
Like, back in the day, you got a bunny rabbit, but I didn't know if now that we have smartphones and other things to entertain, that kind of the bunny rabbit went away. I don't know.
I've known a handful of people who have had bunny rabbit pets. Yeah. Some who, you know, do the outside hutch. A few people I've known have indoor bunnies.
Really?
Like, they keep them in a crate when they're at work, kind of like a puppy, and then they hop around. But the
free
problem
range.
Is they are, yeah, they're pretty tough to potty train, so you find pellets all over the place.
Yeah.
So, my suggestion, right? I'm not the biggest fan of a pet bunny, but, you know, there's some bunny for everybody.
I figured that would be a good animal to kind of train your kid on if you're going to this on West Warwick Library on Wednesday. Yeah. So anyway, that's just your ADHD brain thinking right there.
So, got you covered.
Enjoy that one. Compliments of yours truly.
Wicked Roadie is very proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your friends, and family in which you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island.
That's right, Mary. This week, Inspiring Minds is looking for volunteers to participate in their Power Lunch program for 1 hour a week during the school year. Now, this is a program that matches volunteers one-to-one with elementary school children to promote literacy and mentorship. Think about it this way. The best time to have a fun conversation and some learning kind of snuck in there is when they're eating, and you build up some trust, you build up some rapport while lunch is going on, and before you know it, the kids are smart, they're learning, and you are doing a good thing. If you want information on that, we've got the way to connect you to Inspiring Minds RI. Mary, what do you got?
Judy's Kindness Kitchen, which is located in Providence, is looking for some food preparation volunteers to help out at their soup kitchen. So basically, it's going to be preparing meals at the congregation at Beth Shalom from 8:30 to 10 a.m., or you can serve the meals at Crossroads, Rhode Island from 10 to 11. Now, you do need to be at least 18 years old to be able to serve. So if you're someone who enjoys meal prep or helping feed others, this is a great opportunity for you.
If you want to learn more about the United Way, especially the upcoming 401 Day, April 1st, Rhode Island Gives, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You guys are taking such amazing photos and using that hashtag Wicked Roadie. I just want to give you all a shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping other people learn about the podcast. If you'd like to do us another favor, you can actually screenshot your phone when you're listening to the podcast and share that in your Facebook or Instagram stories. It's going to help loads of other people learn about this podcast, help other people know about the amazing events happening in and around the Ocean State. So once again, screenshot your phone while you're listening to the podcast. Share that and use the hashtag Wicked Roadie.
If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, there's an S in there, Ben. You too can speak. Email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. We would love to work with you.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
At least that's what my driver's license says.